Pasuk says, "V'yichen sham yisrael neged ha'har." So Chazal darshin ki ish echad b'lei b'echad, that Klaiso was able to come together ki ish echad b'lei b'echad, and that's the hakdama to Matan Torah. To understand that, we know the Chazal say v'hafter b'echad k'mechus a klal gadol b'Torah, the klal which allows us to understand Torah is v'hafter b'echad k'mechus. And at first glance, we're trying to understand why is v'hafter b'echad k'mechus, which is b'edot l'chaveroi, why is that the defining element of Torah, to understand Torah. Furthermore, there's a Gemara in Makkos. Gemara in Makkos says that Torah mitzvahs are given to Moshe b'Sinai. Bo David himidin al Yud Aleph, bo Yeshaya himidin al Sheish. More goes through Cheshbon. The more says Smicha, Chavakuk. Finally says, "Well, Chavakuk, we need the Lachas." Besadik ben Manasseh Yichya. That the one thing which the Torah stands on is Besadik ben Manasseh Yichya. So the Kliyoker in Parshas Kedoshim says the Chartes Tira. The Chazal say V'Haftar Echad K'mechus Kol Gadol B'Torah. That's the Medrash, and the Torah's Kahanim. And the Gemara Makkos says that Bo Chavakuk b'Mid Alachas V'Tanik B'Manos Yichya. So which one is it? So he says a pshat which is difficult to understand. He says that for Ben Olam L'Chaveroi is V'Haftu Rech Kamaycha, but Olam Malkam is V'Tanik B'Manos Yichya. It's very difficult to understand because the more starts off with Tariq Mitzvahs, the more it says Bo David Himid and Al Yud Aleph, and the Yud Aleph, some of them are Ben Olam L'Chaveroi, but some of them are Olam Malkam. And then Vayter, so Pasha, you're taking all Tariq mitzvahs down to one, not just the Ben Olam Malka mitzvahs. So maybe we'll suggest the different teretz other than the Kliyakar's teretz. So my shir's on Ishtar sign, he had a part of the Haga which he had, financial constraints which caused it, was he liked to fix things himself. So he'd buy a washing machine, he'd buy the shop manual how to fix the washing machine. You buy a car, you get the shop manual how to fix the car. Suppose, you know, everything on the car he fixed himself. Imagine you got the manual but without getting the car. Unless you're a phenomenal mechanic and you see many cars, it's very hard to picture exactly what a car, what exactly the manual means till you see the car. See, a car, this car, that car, but it's very hard to figure it out. The Russian comes along and gives a manual to the world. The manual to the world is Torah. Till you know what the... You get the manual and you're trying to find out, like, what exactly is it talking to? What's it trying to explain? Was it trying to be madrich? So part of the purpose of the Torah is to madrich each individual person. And Bolzagan, the Lamazagan, the person Taka has some Havana in himself. Part of the purpose of the Torah is to create a framework and a hadracha for Klal Yisrael. Part of it is to describe the world. So the person comes along and says, Rangel Vesach, maybe, right? So I understand how the Torah is talking to me. But how's the Torah talking to Klal Yisrael? I don't know what Klal Yisrael is. Vesach, what's a Klal Yisrael? I don't know what it means. Till Yisrael gets to the point of Yichin Sham Yisrael Neged Ahor, and we function as a unit, how's the Torah talking to us? If it's 600,000 individuals, and that's all it is, Pasha, there's a Chelek HaTorah which is not going to be understood. It's not going to make sense. When Klal Yisrael functions as a unit, and the Bereshit is talking in the Torah, how Klal Yisrael should be able to function as a unit, so now there's a Mokka from Kabbalah to Torah. Now we can, the manual is going to make sense to us. Now the manual will have a message to us. So there's a Rebbe writes in his Nusach, he says that Kabbalah to Torah requires a kli. Everything that you get, you want to get something, you have to get it. You need a kli to hold it. The kli which holds Torah is Klal Yisrael. You need all of Klal Yisrael to function as one to get that kli. We learn Torah, we learn something in Torah, and it doesn't make sense, it doesn't go. So if it doesn't make sense, it doesn't go, so you say, something wrong with me, something wrong with the Torah. Maybe the something wrong with me is a good answer, theoretically, but till you figure out what the problem is, you're not going to be able to figure it out. A tremendous chelik of the problem is there's a whole chelik of Torah which is talking about how Klai Yisrael is supposed to function as Klai Yisrael. We don't get that because we don't see ourselves as part of Klai Yisrael. We don't see the other person. We don't see the bigger picture. We're very, very focused on the individual. And I think that's, you know, might be more in this generation than other generations. And then there's a whole chelik of Torah which it doesn't go in. I told you over that the Alta Van Kalem has the Ha'ara that Adam Arish, that Avraham Avinu was the first person to be Makar Kadosh Baruch Hu. He was a tremendous philosopher. He came to Amunah through his thought process. Poshet, Meshulah like a Madrega of philosophy of understanding the Bria to come to Amunah through them. He's the Rosh HaMaminim. Avraham Avinu is the Amunah Chesed. So it's so felt like it happens to be that Avraham Avinu happened to have two Kabbalah Kachachas. It happened to be he was the Mura Chesed. It happened to be that Avraham Avinu was also, besides being the Mura Chesed, Avraham Avinu is a tremendous philosopher. Nami Stavr. He says, the answer is simple. Avraham Avinu wasn't a person who was stuck inside of himself. And when you look outside of yourself, you see the Bria and you see a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the normal response of a person who's not focused on himself. You look at the Bria. The Bria screams the presence of a creator. He also was able to see the other person and see the other person's needs. He's able to see the tzuras ha'adam of the other individual because he wasn't busy caring about himself. But if I'm busy about worrying about myself and protecting myself and caring about myself, I don't notice your needs. Rav Elbel writes in the Ali Shur Chelet Beis that he did a vad with the Bachrim, or your light, whatever it was. He did a vad with them to work on the meat of Chesed. So he says, the first 2 weeks, I don't want you to do any chesedim. I want you to go out. Three people, random people that you meet in the street, I don't know, the mailman, you go into the cleaners, whatever it is. Three random people sit and be misbarnin. What are their needs? What do they need? They come back and report after 2 weeks. That was the job. That was their first step in the void of chesed. They came back after 2 weeks and they gave a report. And it happened very interesting that the report was people in general need the same things I do. He says, you know what? You didn't see the person; you saw yourself. You presented your needs out to the other person. You pushed it out to the other person. So the first step of chesed is to see the other person. At a chaver in yeshiva, sweetest person in the world, Baal Chesed, he would run to the end of the world to do your chesed. One of my other chaverim one time said, he says, you know, Pliny is such a Baal Chesed, he'll run to the end of the world to do your chesed, but for the life of the fellow, he cannot figure out what you need. So he didn't really see you. He's not really seeing you. He doesn't understand you. Avraham Avinu was the person who got out of, I'm not worried about my kina, my tithe, and my covet. I'm not worried about me. So I see you, and I can understand what you need. So one of the Bali Musa says, how the Chaykh? You're talking about 600,000 mishpachas. These are Rosh Mishpachas, you know. 600,000 people between the ages of 20 and 60. They're Rosh Mishpachas. So there's 600,000 tents which have to be put down. In a fairly small area. So, when each person saying, you go first, we'll figure out how to, everybody should find a place to be put. But each person saying, I go first, it's not right. If the individual I'm seeing outward you, so that's shaykh. So Klal Yisrael, for the first time, didn't see themselves. They saw everybody else. Now, with Pesach Shaiach, I don't live as in my Dalet Amos. I see a world. I see it other people in Klal Yisrael. Now there's a mokum for Torah. Because part of Torah is an Havana beyond you. To the true Havana of Torah, you can't, if you, Rebbe writes in Chelek Aleph, one place he says, interesting, he says, you know, there's a fascinating thing, you write, you listen, read the biographies about the Gedolim. So they say he's a God of Torah, and you know what? And he also had a lot of Avos Yisrael. Like, happened to be had Avos Yisrael. Tos. If he's talking about God of Torah, he really understands Torah, means he got out of inside of himself. So of course he has Avos Yisrael. And he also happened to be he's an Avos Yisrael. There's an Adam God of Torah who's not Avos Yisrael. What do the words mean? Like, you have a chapter about his God of Torah, chapter about his Avos Yisrael. That's the definition of what it means. The person of Makabal Torah, true Makabal Torah means he sees everybody else. Siva Shalom brings from the Svar Mekadoshim, as he calls it, that the Chodesh HaShlitzah, they say so in Mitzrayim, Me'aretz Mitzrayim, but Yemez Abba Mibra Sinai. So they're still in Yitzias Mitzrayim. So they say that the Zuam of Mitzrayim was still in them. They didn't lose the Zuam of Mitzrayim until the Yichud Shem Yisrael Neged Ohar. When they were able to get to the point that their Metzias is something beyond themselves, they're not limited inside their little bodies and their little minds, that's when Zumis Mitzrayim ended. I think the Havana Misa, the opposite of Kedusha is Tuma. The opposite of Kedusha is Tuma. Tuma is Misa. All Tumas are connected in some way. The Aviyah voice of Tuma is a mace. You have animals which are dead. You have Basar mace by a Metzera. You have the Havana by your lettuce is the chiyus in her body was left. Nida is the opportunity for another life has ended for this month. It's all an yanim of Misa. Tuma is Misa. There's a Gemara in the Dorm, and the Gemara says that there's four people which are Cheshubim Kemeis. And one of them is a person who doesn't have the Nechasa. So why is it like a mace? Because Chiyus, the Torah uses Lashon Chiyus, Be'er Mayim Chayim. Chayim is to give outward, is to give. And the inability to give is some ways like Misa. See, sort of Tuma is that inward, I'm not giving. The Kerech of Nesina is the root of Kedusha. The Rosh Hashanah is created the world. We have no Shaykh as the Bar Yerlam. We have no Shaykh as the Bar Yerlam. Messiah is the Bar Yerlam, we have no Shaykh as the. The moment of the interface with us with the Kodesh Baruch Hu is when the Rosh Hashanah decided to create a world. And he decided to be a Maitiv. That's the Tzelem Elokim which we deal with. Chav Adam Shenivra B'Tzelem, that's the source of Kedusha. The source of Kedusha is the Kayach of being Maitiv to others. Kolzman, they lived in the Zuos Mitzrayim. Kolzman, they were not focused outwards. When they got to the point where you can show me, they saw the other people. They moved into the Metzias of being a Metiv, being a Noisein. Poskezumos. Now they have Kedusha. Now they have Shaychus the rule of Kedusha. But the Kolzman, the goal is to take in. Albeit for Ruchnius, their goal was for Ruchnius. They wanted to get rid of the Zumas Yitzrayim, but they should grow and they should be better. And it should da, 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 da. But when they came to put their tent, you're in my way. No Kedusha there. When you got to the point where Yichud Shem Yisrael Neged Ohar, your focus is to be Maitiv, to be Noisin, to give outwards, to see the other person. Now there's Makom for Kedusha. Now you're Taka Tzelem Elokim. We're good people. We're metzivim. There's a mitzvah of hatorecha kamoicha. Well, you know, do I do it to every person in the world? No. But to some people, it's not about hatorecha kamoicha. So Ramban on the hatorecha kamoicha comes along and says, a play of the gazach. You may not understand this mitzvah. He says that I should love you, Mamash, I love myself. That's not Mistabr. Mistabr turns me into commanding you to have a love for another person. That's not Shaykh. So what's Yah Shaykh? This is the Ramban talking. But you have to hear the Madrega of the Ramban. He says, I should want for you as much as I want for myself. He says, many people want for others. I want to have Kobin, you should also have Kobin. I want to have Banim, you should also have Banim. I want to have Hatzlacha, you should also have Hatzlacha. But not as much as me. Mitzvah after Kamarcha is, I should want for you as much as I want. You should have the same covet and the same money and the same position and the same power and the same bonim and all thing with Zochab. I want exactly the same thing for you. Lahasir from Klai Yisrael, the Mina Hamaguna of Kina, he says. Gevald in the Welt. This is how the Ramban Pasha teaches the Mitzvah. I'm not going to ask you personally where you're with him. Maybe you're holding there, but Chal is right by. I want somewhere that I should be meyuchad. Everybody wants somewhere they should be special. Like that's the watchword nowadays, and what you know, especially nowadays after the world of Machshava or the Moshe Shapiro's etc. Al tzot ha'yichud. What's the yichud for the zach? Yet imagine built the yichud. I should be special. In some way, I got to be better than the rest of the world. So the Ramban. That's treif. That's not b'haftei echa kamoicha. So we'll say it in terms of not Rabban's terms. This fellow's a baki, a samalamdin. This fellow's a masmid, some about chesed. We always have the desire that I should be better. Somewhere I should be. Yeah, me. I should want that the guy next to me should be as much as a lambda as me, and much as a bucky as me, and much as a masman as me, and much as a balchesed as me, and a oivet and a bal musr and everything as much as me? No. Bilchnisht. So the Bali Musr are very nice. Reb Chatzal writes in one place, he says, you look at the Ben Yarna in Shar Gimel, he says, there's a cat called Sernei Hashem. Cat Sernei Hashem. What's the Sernei Hashem? So the Sonei Hashem are the people who don't want other people to be Oved HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Taka Sonei Hashem, right? So I know Shaykh is the Sonei Hashem. It's right before he gets to the Dalakita. So Megam Makabas Penei Shkino. He's talking about the Sonei Hashem. I'm not a Sonei Hashem. Chas V'Shol. He says it doesn't mean it means you sit Meis Medrash and you want the other guy should not be more Metzicha than you in learning. That's Sonei Hashem. He says. He says one second. If you sit Meis Medrash and the guy is more Metzicha than you in learning, it doesn't bother you. But you know what that means? You couldn't care less about learning. That's what it means. See, this came to her. If it bothers you, you're a Sonei Hashem. That's why all the Musa, like you know, they get you on both ends. Don't tell me you're such a big tzaddik. You don't care. You don't care because it's not important to you. The guy says, this guy pushing this guy is mamish. He's gavaldik. He knows physics more than me. Game finished on. He knows more Torah than me. Yeah, bothered me. What's been this? Sonei Hashem. I should want that the Ramban, the Vahatarech HaMoich, I should want that every single person in Christ should be the equal of me in the Lumdis and in the Svoris and in the Bekiyas and in the Yediyas and all this thing. So what's me then? What am I? Chavim Yisrael Shenekim Baran Lamokim. This is a sibling rivalry, my friends. But what the parents say, you don't have to be better, I love you anyway. You don't have to be better than your sibling that I should love you. The relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, you know why we're special? Because Chavim Yisrael Shenekim Baran Lamokim. That's it. I don't have to be better than anybody else to be special. I'm a Ben Lamokim. The Rosh says, I'm going to give you Torah. And the message of Torah is that we're all one big family. And I love you all equally. Whether you're special or not is irrelevant because that's not why I love you. And parents, that's just a child. Say, you know why I love you? Because you're such a good boy. And if you're a bad boy, you don't love me? Don't say that. You had such good grades. That's why I'm like, and I get bad grades. You don't love me. I love you because you're my child. Whether you're good or you're bad is irrelevant. When Klai Yisrael got to the point that they had such a clarity of their relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, they weren't busy trying to protect themselves. Well, I got to be special. I have to make sure that nobody. They weren't using all of their kaiach and efforts to protect themselves. They're busy taka giving out to other people, and the taka noticing other people, taka they're hearing other people. They're really then the taka tzelam elokim, the taka mitivim. Then it's shy if I have to make a kamar. You could taka see the world. And agavaldik. I had a chaver in yeshiva. And he says to me, he says, I don't understand this kind of thing. I don't get it. You know, I'm learning. So he said, Meis Medrash. And we're learning. The more Torah there is, the more Kedusha there is, the better learning is. So, like, even when my Shalom Shema should work for me. You know, I was thinking, like, you know, I get it. I'm sorry, I get it, you know. He pushed it and get it. It was like, you know, the taka, like, how are you staring me? I'm in my Dalai Lamas. You're better than me? Like, what is it with me? So at first glance, it's because I don't care about Klai Yisrael. I just care about me. I don't know. If you care about Klai Yisrael, that means you don't. Then you're talking comfortable in your Dalai Lamas. I'm not busy measuring myself against anybody else. Because I know where I fit in part of Klai Yisrael. I'm one of the children. Says, excuse me, why are you here by this Suda? I live here. This is me. This is part of Klai Yisrael. I'm part of, I deserve it like everybody else. I don't think better to deserve. I had a conversation with a young man. Person has low self-esteem. He has low self-esteem. He has an abusive father. Father puts him down a lot. You know. And the message father was, it says, you know what? If you talk and finally become a good, you know, you're the best at something, then I'll respect you. But the problem is that the bar that the father set, it's not shy. It's not shy. Because, you know, you're in a high school, so you know, you're the best in learning in high school. So you put your knowledge base matters. There's this phenomenon, they describe it in some of these, you know, these psychology things about, you know, he's the big fish in the little high school pond, so now he gets the scholarship to Harvard. So you come into Harvard, there's 500 people into Harvard, only one of them is going to be the top of the class. And these all 500 were the top of their class in their school. Now there's 500 people who used to be in the top of the class, and 499 of them are going to be not the top of the class. What's supposed to happen to their self-esteem now? Which is built on the fact that they're the best. So psychologists are very happy because they make a lot of money in the therapy. So this bar, he didn't make it to the top of whatever his father wanted him to be. So he's always mentioned. He said, you know what? I decided I'm a good person anyway. Why? Because I'm good at this and this and this and this and this. I didn't say anything because he's not ready to hear it. A year later, I having a conversation with him, he does something else. I said, you know what? You know why you're good? Because the person made you. He doesn't make things which are bad. He knows what he's doing. There's a saying by the AA, God doesn't make junk. He knows what he's doing. He made you. You're good. Not because you're the best at this or the best at that. You're wonderful at this. Nothing. You're good because you are. That's why. End the conversation. As kids say, because. He said, now I understand. This is what says when we had that conversation a year ago, I made a list of all the things I'm good at. Every time I'd read it, I felt so good about myself. I asked, how long did it last? I said, a few weeks. I said, then what happened? I said, it didn't work for me anymore. Of course not. It can't work. You can't define yourself by that. The moon and the Kodesh Boroku, the person who created the world, it's not something in your head. It's a mitzias. The Rosh Hashanah created the world. He created us. He made us his bonim. These are realities. If you don't believe that, you can't be Makabel Torah. If you believe that, if you know that, I have to make a kumarchim. I'm pashut ready to give everybody else. I don't have no problems. I don't have to be better. I don't need this. But after kumarchim is the reality of Sadik Beben Osa Yichya. If you really get it, the Haftarah Chachamar is the Kaili to get there. When you can focus and get outside of yourself and see the Bria, you talk to see the Bar Elam.
You see the Bar Yalom, it means he's your creator. It means he made you. He made you special. End of conversation. And now I could talk about B'Haftarecha Kamoicha. So B'Haftarecha Kamoicha is the Kehli to start with. Because I get outside of myself, I talk to see the Bria. And it's where you end up with. So I have no Kina anymore. If I have no Kina, I can't know this other person. So that means I've got to the point where I trust in my reality that Bersham made me the way I'm supposed to be, and I'm nothing to be shared with. So the Gaon says that the Seres HaDibros, we know that Assyria is a Midah Kailo. The number 10 is Lo Sachmud, because Lo Sachmud is Kailo Kol Terkul. The Midah of not having Kina. That's what Ramban says. Lo Sachmud, not have Kina. That's what Haftarecha Kamarcha. It's the same mitzvah. And that's the Sadak Bemanos Yechis of the Goyim, is the Midah not to have Kina. Because when I talk and live Be'emunah, I understand Pasha. I really live with it. Not Sadak Bemanos, I have Sadak Bemanos Yechye. Yech Lebdos. This very other, every single second, he's with me. It's Kabbalah. So, you know what? You should also have. I don't need to be better than you to be good. I'm in the person's hands. You're in good hands with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. You're like better than Allstate. When Kaisel got to the point where Yisham Yisrael Negev Nehor, the Takas saw everybody else and they wanted to give. They wanted to be Metivim. They touched it to the Tzel Malakim. They then realize that they're bottom lamakum. The mamish, that's the moment of kedusha and klai yisrael. You cannot divorce the kedusha's klai yisrael. You cannot separate that from that the nekuda of haftarecha kamoicha. It's intrinsic be'atzim. So the yokas kashas and shenkashas. The Rebbe has a horror, and just finish with this. He says yeshiva is very difficult. The Jewish mother, like, you know, the quintessential Jewish mother, all the jokes of Jewish mother is like, my son is God's gift to mankind. That's what he is. Pasha. So every time you go home to your mother, you know, he's in yeshiva and Taka, this guy's better. You know what I mean? This guy's better than this. You go home and say, no problem. But mine, Yagol. Pasha, that's the Gavaldik. So every time you get a chizik from your mother, you're fine. He said, but now you go away. And he doesn't say this part. That's my herself. He said, go away. You sit in yeshiva in the dorm. So you're with these people 24/7. You're with them 24/7. This guy talking is better than you in learning. And this guy is better. He's bigger lambda, and he's a bigger bucky, and he's a bigger masman, and he's a bigger oifen. Everybody's got something more than you. Now it's supposed to happen. So that's when kinah creeps into your heart. Reka what some is kinah. He says, Pasha, the atzmius of the person withers. I don't see anything in myself. I just see outside of myself. So the opposite of kina is taka, seeing yourself. So the godless of Torah is that the opposite of kina is rahaftarecha kamarcha. I see everybody else. I can see myself as part of that also. I don't have to be miyukud. So I love everyone in class. I also love myself. It's just like a parallel. He's a ben lamakim. I'm also a ben lamakim. I can accept myself with my limitations because I know my picture, where I belong. I belong in part of Klal Yisrael. I belong as a ben lamakim, a tzelem alakim. So there's no. You cannot be marked of my atzmius. My atzmius is stark, but not an atzmius is stark because I'm busy taking in. By definition, that means you're not stark. You need to build yourself up by taking in and getting for yourself and protecting yourself. It means you're not. That's the Rekha Tzomus. The opposite Rekha Tzomus, that the Tzomus attack a stark, is because you have no kina, because you attack and know that you're stark, and you're able to focus out and give. So the more we attack a, can fortify ourselves and recognize, like the Mama said, we're God's gift to mankind. We are, every one of us. The Bereshit put us in this world. He also gave another gift called you. That's okay. If we can absorb that lakuda, we know our Malkum and Klaus, and we're confident about that, then we don't have to protect it. We can be busy focusing on giving outwards, and we can see the Bari Olam, and we can see a member of Klaus. So, Mimakayim Haftarecha Kamarcha, Mimakayim Not Tevkina, Mimakayim Lesachmed, Mimakayim the Midah of Gmira Kalelis of the Seres HaDibros.